Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, Bayern ended their preseason winless. Their recent outing versus Napoli was especially bad, but some of their players seem to be confident ahead of the season.
Yeah, Napoli gave Bayern the business at Allianz Arena recently. Victor Osimhen used to be in the Bundesliga, played at Wolfsburg for a short stint. You know, he did the most damage scoring a brace. Serge Gnabry is the Bayern player that seems to be optimistic. You know, he wanted to win. It didn't work out. He just pretty much said, you know, lack of training is why they are showing signs of rust. But then when you look at the details of that recent 3-1 defeat by Bayern, all of the first team players, the majority of them were actually in the lineup. You know, they had thousands of people at Allianz Arena. It was a nice turnout. But once they checked out the lion's share of the first teamers, that was when most of the damage was done. You know, but that being said, Gnabry, and I've interviewed him personally, and before he told me, one thing that separates Bayern Munich from other clubs in the Bundesliga is how intense the practice sessions usually are. Now, you have to factor in how much football, you know, has been played recently, you know, with the European Championship, you know, and so forth, both competitions, as well as the European Championships. So, the Champions League as well, excuse me. You know, so there's a lot of football, but Nagelsmann, the pressure's mounting on him without doubt, because he's the most expensive football manager in transfer history. So I'm sure Bayern will start applying that pressure. He has no more practice left. The German Cup is coming up. You know, the players think they'll be able to turn it on like a light switch once the season starts. But Gnabry himself said there might be some time needed. The question is, how much time?
Chris, you mentioned RB Leipzig's addition, Andre Silva. What else can you tell us about the Bulls?
Well, you know, their American coach, Jesse March, has won two Austrian Bundesliga titles. You know, obviously that's not on the level of the Bundesliga, but he recently spoke out about how much potential he believes he has. Yeah, they have a lot of players on their team that have quality. You know, with the addition of Andre Silva, I think their attack will be a lot more vicious. March thinks he can line up two Bundesliga clubs right now. You know, they've shown how competitive they are. The question is, on defense with no Upamecano, you know, will they be exploited, you know, in that sense? But one thing does concern me, and it's their leader, the one leader, the captain on the team. You know, he's talked to the captain, Marcel Sabitzer, recently, and he only has 1 year left on his contract. This means he could possibly depart. Sabitzer has already spoken about how he would like to test his skills elsewhere, you know, so that could pose a problem, because I do believe clubs need leadership. You know, he provides that, you know, but one thing, you know, that Marsh did add in terms of his lineup is every player will have an opportunity. So you might see a lot of, you know, rotating of lineups until, you know, one firm starting 11 is really set in stone at Leipzig. But they do have the talent. You know, they're missing some pieces. So we'll have to see if, you know, the proof is in the pudding, if he can back up, you know, this statement of how explosive they can be on offense. I'm waiting to see, because, you know, they put up quite the fight last season, even without Timo Werner. You know, so that was remarkable to see, and it could repeat itself.
The Tokyo 2020 Olympics are coming to a close soon, Chris, and one major talking point has been mental health and dealing with pressure. A young Dortmund star, Youssoufa Moukoko, recently shared how pressure almost made him quit football.
Yeah, well, you know, this conversation came to light when American gymnast Simone Biles decided to remove herself from competing in the events in Tokyo, and she explained she didn't have it mentally. You know, and it really took courage to admit that, because the pressure on her is really no different than Moukoko. Moukoko last season became the youngest Bundesliga player in history, also became the youngest to score a goal, you know, in history. Even prior to cracking in the first team at Dortmund, he was a goal scoring sensation. He signed this massive Nike deal, and he recently came out saying that he'd read all these headlines and the expectations, and he wanted to quit the game. You know, he thought it was becoming too much. You have to factor in, he's still only 16 years old. I mean, when most people are 16, they're thinking about other things. All eyes aren't on them with these huge expectations of performance. You know, and he gave credit to his youth coach, Sebastian Gepert, for really helping navigate, you know, through all of this difficult obstacles that got in his way, because now he's completely taken a 180. Now he's really committed, you know, to performing well, doing better for Dortmund, scoring more goals and things like this. He even talked about recently about winning the Bundesliga title, you know, just to echo what his captain recently said, Marco Reus, you know. So, you know, it really goes to show, it shocked me to learn that this young player had really contemplated that, because all I've read about him, I'm sure what everyone reads, is he is the future of the sport, you know, and he's putting up the numbers to back it up, you know. So it's just a wake-up call, really, you know, for the athletes to make sure they have that help in place, because to give credit to name the youth coach that really helped, you know, this young man, you know, it's remarkable, and it really should speak to other clubs. Dortmund is ahead of the curve. Dortmund are really strong on their mental conditioning and so forth. You know, other Bundesliga teams can learn from this as well as other sports, because, you know, obviously it's 90% mental, 10% physical. You can make all of these arguments. So I think it's sending the right message that it's not a problem to admit that you need some help having that mental toughness required to perform.
And as always, Chris, what else has hit your radar this week?
Yeah, last thing that really hit my radar, Julian Nagelsmann. I mentioned the players coming back. Leon Goretzka has his contract that's ending next season, at the end of next season, this season, I should say. And he's confident that he'll sign him. He's a midfielder that's needed at Bayern Munich, in my opinion. But Manchester United is in pursuit of Goretzka, so it's a moment of time until we know his destination. Nagelsmann says he's convinced Goretzka that he's really key and his future is secure at Bayern, but, you know, the player is the player, and time will tell what his decision will be.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington, from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch. And graphics are provided by David Scullard.